Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Talk Radio for another flaming, spinning edition. Wow. Get to it. Let's do it. I want a big shout out to the Flamingo K Coffee Club in Bradenton, Florida. Can't go without saying hi to my buddies down there. D&T Home Watch. Guys are something else. I'm telling you, I say every week, if you want your home watched while you're gone, condo, car, dog, bird, hamster, whatever, these guys will be on it, and they'll be on it fast. D stands for don't, T stands for touch. This is no lie. I've seen these guys chase guys down for miles. They're not only in tip-top shape, their hands are registered. Believe me, they have to register their hands at the police department. They are deadly weapons. They're the real deal, folks. Give them a call, Bradenton, Florida, Home Watch. Okay, now let's get going here. We got a lot to talk about. How about the Buccos and the wild card mix? Buccos over the weekend. How about Cole, Koch? Cole is in Chad Cole. I think the other Cole was blowing up. But Chad Cole pitched a great game yesterday. Now, how about the Miami series coming up over the weekend down here at the PNC? Carlos Stanton's out. That's going to be a tough weekend. But give me a call, 516-666-9990. See what you think. We got a lot to talk about. Steelers, how about that? How about the Steeler game? Anybody have any opinions on that? I do. I got, when I watch a exhibition game, I watch for certain players. I don't care who wins because it doesn't mean anything. And everybody's playing. I watch certain, like, position players like Ka, Chickalo, Coates, this Ayers kid, Hargrave. Burns didn't play. Sean Davis. I watched the rookies. I watched some of the vets. They didn't play, but whoever played, I watched the veterans. Like Matthews, that lineman they have. I'm impressed with this guy. He's going to be way better than Cam Thomas ever was, this guy. Way better. And I was impressed with this running back, Richardson. Ricardo Matthews. I like that kid. Darryl Richardson. Tell you what, he looks a little like D'Lo Williams, the way he runs. I like him. Could be your third back, depending on Toussaint, to see him, see what he has. And Gradkowski, he's out with a hamstring pop, so he may be gone for the year, so the Steelers better get a quarterback in here. I was hoping they would draft that Dak Prescott from, I think he's from Auburn. That kid, I wanted them to draft so bad. I thought he looked good against, I know it was only an exhibition game, but he looked good with Dallas and L.A. Kid looked good. I was hoping the Steelers would draft him, but unfortunately they didn't. So let's get back to the Buccos. How about Doug Cutts since he came back off that three-game hiatus from Atlanta? Think he's doing any better? Well, he's batting .241, so is that better? He's taking more walks, but I don't see anything, you know, outstanding here. He is getting on base with the walks. That's important, but he's still batting .241s. So, and Cole, how about this Cole kid? How about the other Cole, C-O-L-E, Cole? Well, what a disappointment, this guy. He's supposed to be a big-time stopper. Well, I think he got worse. I do. I think his kid's gotten worse since he's come in the league. I think he slowly went backwards. I don't get it. I thought he was going to improve. When he first came in, I thought, man, this kid's going to be the ace of the staff. This kid's a stopper. Nope, he ain't a stopper. He had one good game, three bad games. And say bye-bye to Jeff Locke. See you, Jeff. You stink. Larry Anno, I heard he had a bad outing in Minnesota. And the two kids everybody was all raving about that they gave up, I heard they ain't doing nothing. I heard one, the catcher, McGuire, I think his name is, he's switching off catching duties with another guy. He's not even, oh, we got a call here. Let's see what we got here. They got a call. Let's see what we got. Gosh Talk Radio. You're
Billy.
On.
Billy.
Hey, who's this?
It's
Kenny
Kevin Joe
from Malibu.
Yeah.
Huh?
How are you doing?
Good. What do you want to talk about, Kevy?
Well, I just want to know, give me some feedback on what you thought about the game on Saturday night, the Steeler game, Steelers in Detroit.
Yeah, like I was saying before you called, I don't watch the game for the results. I watch the individuals.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how they perform. You know, most of the time it's rookies because the veterans don't play.
Right.
Because
I really don't
care who wins because it don't mean anything.
Well,
so what I do is
I watch
the certain guys that I think have a chance to make the team. What did you think?
Well, I was rather, of course I was disappointed, you know, and then I had told you I only got to watch the first half because I, you know, I had to come home and take care of the dogs. And when I got home, the Steelers were getting killed. But I did see the first half, and you know what? They played decently in the first half, and they went, they were leading when I left. You know, they were leading at halftime. So I guess, you know, from that perspective, and then, you know, that was seeing those young guys, especially those young quarterbacks go out there, it was kind of nice, you know? And I'm sure they learned a lot. Not only the rookies, but also the coaching staff, you know, because they have
for.
To do, you know, that in these
exactly.
type of games, right?
That's how you play them and learn a lot. I don't put too much stock in them. The Steelers are 2-14, you know, in the last first exhibition games in the last few years. If you put too much stock in exhibition games and don't.
Well, no,
don't
right.
Mean.
Right. I would just, I would like to see them win. But like you said, I mean, even I know that, you know, it's a strategic move. And, you know, Tom, he's a very strategically oriented coach, in my opinion. You know what I mean? He doesn't make any, he's been there long enough now, and he's not going to make rash decisions and things like that. And he's got them to the playoffs. I'd like to see them get to the Super Bowl, but you know, I mean, his skills are as a general, if I could put it that way, I think are very, very, very high. What do you think about that?
I think he got a 600 winning percentage. In 10 years he's been there. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you know, well, don't forget Ben didn't play. D'Angelo Williams didn't play.
Right.
A lot
right.
of the
and
starters
and
off.
Yeah, I know, and a lot of guys, you know, didn't play. And
right.
So, what's the latest on Le'Veon Bell? Did you hear? I mean, is he going to get the ban for 4 games? Is that
supposedly August 18th? They'll know for sure.
For sure. Okay.
Days.
I just wondered if you had heard anything.
Yeah, a couple of days they'll make a decision. I think he's going to get 4 games. That's what I think.
Yeah.
How about the
Penguins?
What do you think of the? Are you going down to watch the Penguins and? Well, not the Penguins. Are you going down to watch Canada and Russia square off down the arena?
I'd like to, but I don't think I'll be able to do that.
Sid against Geno. How about that?
I know. That'll be exciting. I mean, you know me. I mean, I love the Steelers and everything like that, but I'm really waiting for the Penguin season to start again, you know? Right?
Hey, you only got another month.
I know that.
Believe it or
not. I know that. Yeah. Right. And then, we'll see what happens. I'm the eternal optimist, as they say. I think they could, they could do it again. But anyway, let's get back to the Steelers. I mean, like last year, nobody thought that they were, after they started out in the regular season, you know, nobody thought they were going to make it to the playoffs at all, right? You know?
Oh, right.
Yeah. And look how
they
turned
like
it around.
They were like
Huh?
Right. Yeah, so, they turned it around. They got hot. And Tomlin's teams usually don't start getting hot till like mid-season. Like after four games, they may go 2-2 first four games, and then after that they start. That's his M.O. I mean, he's been that way. His teams usually get better like you want them to as the season goes on.
As the season goes on, yeah. That's been a thing that's happened more times in the past, you know. They start out and you think, oh, my God, you know, they'll be lucky if they go 500. And then all of a sudden they just start picking up and getting better. And you know, it's just it's incredible. But that's the coaching staff. That's what makes a good coaching staff. You know, you don't want to burn your players out in the first half of the season. You want them to be able to give it to you the entire way, you know. Right?
Yeah. They usually get hot. Yeah, they get hot at the right time.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Exactly. Oh, well, mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going to go, but I'll see you then this week, okay?
Sure. Thanks for calling, Kevin Joe.
Okay, you take care now.
Huh? All right, Kev. Bye-bye. That was Kevy Joe from Montlebo. He calls a few times, puts his perspective on. He likes them Penguins, man. That guy loves the Penguins. Well, let's get back to the Steelers here a little bit. Who I was impressed with and who I was not so impressed with. I already told you I liked this Darryl Richardson kid. I thought he hit the hole, ran hard. And I like this Ricardo Matthews kid, lineman. I like that kid, too. And I'll tell you who else I liked. I think his Hargrave kid's going to be a player. I think his kid's going to be a player. Defensive lineman. The guys I didn't care for much, and everybody says, that's Doran Grant got an interception, blah, blah, blah. Well, I got to see more of that kid. I think the ball was a lucky guy. Well, you got to catch the ball and run with it, but we'll see about him. They're going to move him to safety, I hear. Try him out there. I'll tell you who I was really, really down on is Sammy Coates. You got to catch the ball and hold it. Look the ball in. Tuck it in. Run. Don't hold it out there like a dang bread, loaf of bread. We were taught when we were kids to hold the goddamn ball in. Like, you tip the ball, get the tip of the ball, tuck it in, and catch it with your hands. You cannot catch a football when it's bouncing off your pads. Can't do it. Come on, everybody. Well, I got another call here. Let me see who's calling in. Hey, you're on God's Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dustin from Davenport.
Dustin from Davenport. Okay, Dust, what's going on?
I saw some highlights of the game. I wanted to see what you thought of Darius Hayward's Bay catch. I thought that was a big, nice big catch to get his confidence going.
Yeah, it was like I was talking on here. Three guys I was impressed with. That Darryl Richardson, I don't know if you've seen, he's a running back.
I saw he
had looks a little
40
like
yards.
Angelo Williams. Yeah, he looks a little like D'Angelo Williams. I was impressed with him, and I was impressed with that Hargrave kid that they drafted in the third round, the defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also impressed with Landry Jones.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better than he did last year.
He threw a touchdown in game one. I thought it would take him three preseason games before he threw a touchdown. So that's good. I mean, they've kept him this long. You would hope, because I thought years ago he would be gone. But if he's improving, I mean, I guess it's good they kept him. If he's proving and learning, and let's see what he could do next week. Let's see if maybe he'll throw two touchdowns. Let's see if he could improve. But like you said, disappointment.
Well, I was disappointed in Sammy Coates. Really bad game.
Me too.
Really bad game.
You can't
fumble the ball. Can't do it. Catch the ball in your hands, tuck the ball in, and run. Don't hold it out there like a loaf of bread.
Well, hopefully he'll
take
it as a...
Very poor.
a learning experience and move on from it. Get it over with preseason, because at least those don't count for anything. At least he didn't fumble twice in a regular season game, cost him the game. Because every Sunday is so important in the NFL. It's not like, you know, baseball or, you know, there's only so many games and each one's important.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to learn from either. You're taught in Little League football when you catch the ball, tuck it in. Tuck the ball in and don't let it hit your pads, because if it hits your pads, it's bouncing off and it's bouncing in the air and an INT maybe. Catch it with your hands. That's what I didn't like about him. Scary. I'm scary. I'll tell you another guy I died.
Go ahead.
Another guy I didn't like was Chicolo. I thought, you know, he was going to be coming on, but they say he's great in practice, but in the game, I didn't see him do anything. And I'll tell you another guy. I don't know if you've seen any of it all. You said you've seen parts of it.
Spot on. Like a couple highlights here and there. I looked at the stats. I saw the running backs. I saw Richardson had 40 yards. I thought that was good because I think he might beat out Fitzgerald Toussaint for the backup spot, the two spot, once, you know, the first 4 weeks since Le'Veon Bell might be out. So, you know, someone's going to be getting the ball in, you know, when D'Angelo Williams needs a break. So it's really an open audition for these two guys. This is a big moment in their careers because you never know when you'll get the next opportunity to show yourself again, because you got four games to do it, regular season games too, not preseason. So, I mean, if these guys want to continue their careers, and because Richardson, he was almost done with the Rams, and he's kind of bouncing around. So this might be his last chance.
Yeah, he looked good. Another guy I thought looked good for his first game. I wasn't too down on him. He had a lot of mistakes, but I can see him, this kid, being good. That's John Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Second-round pick. Put him at safety. He made a lot of mistakes, but I can see this kid, you know, I can see some definite down the road stardom.
That's good. That's
kid.
What you want.
Yep. Yeah, he's a learner. Yeah, I think he's a fast learner. I think it's Artie Burns is going to play this first-round pick. He's going to play Thursday, so we'll see what he does. I don't expect too much out of these guys. They got to learn. This is a learning process.
Yeah. Preseason's like a Band-Aid. You just want to peel it off fast and get it over with and learn and move on to regular season. But it's a learning process.
Yeah.
You still got week two and week three. Week three, the starters will play majority of it. Week four is just the last hurrah for the players. You know, most of them will be cut, but, you know, some of them, some long shots.
Keep an eye on this Eli Rogers kid, slot receiver. This kid's going to be good. Eli Rogers.
Eli Rogers.
Yep.
Have you heard anything on the Darius Green? I heard his health or something was wrong. Because Tomlin didn't really comment on it. Because hopefully he gets
Well, they say his ankle was bad, and that's why he was on a pup list. Now, the word's out that he has a concussion, or he said it wasn't a concussion, it was sinus problems. So I don't know what's going on there. Tomlin didn't want to dwell on it. And he said he's definitely on a pup list for an ankle, so I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah,
so they need that guy. Believe me.
Yeah, that's a big... That was a big signing because they said, because in San Diego, he'd back up Antonio Gates, one of the better tight ends in football. He'd always back him up, so it was you never really you saw him make some plays here and there when he would get a chance. But this is his time to shine now. He got a nice contract, and it's his time to shine. Hopefully, I'm hoping he pans out for them and. Basically just takes over Heath Miller's spot, blocks and catches, and just reliable. That's what you need, just reliability.
Him because of Martavis Bryant being a dopehead. So, yeah, they need all those weapons. If they had all those weapons, my God, that'd be hell to pay.
Yeah.
Martavis Bell, this Darius Green. Christ, if everybody was healthy and could play, wow, look out.
Yeah, that would, yeah, they'd match up with just about anyone. It's did you see any of the other preseason games? I saw a little of the Dallas game. I saw that their backup quarterback didn't do too bad. The one from
did you hear what I said at the beginning of the show? Did you listen to it at all?
I missed the first couple minutes. I started listening at 3 minutes.
Did you hear what I said about Dak Prescott?
No, I didn't hear.
I like that kid coming out of Auburn. I was hoping the Steelers would draft that kid, and the Cowboys did. I think his kid's better than the other kid they drafted, that one kid. What's his name? What's the kid they drafted first round?
Dallas, who are you talking? Oh, the guy from Notre Dame that's probably not going to play.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I'm
just
not sure.
Just Dak Prescott he's the real deal, I think. I was hoping the Steelers were going to grab him because Steelers are going to have to go get a quarterback. Bruce Gronkowski popped his hamstring, so he may be done for the year.
Wow. Preseason blunder of injuries with him for Bruce.
Yep.
But because Dallas, when I was watching that game, I said, wow, this, you know, I said, because there was all talk about them trading for a backup. If I was them, I'd just let that, if Romo goes down again, I'd just let him get the reps. Because Manziel,
he's going to be good. I like that kid. I love that kid. I was hoping, begging for the Steelers to draft him because Ben ain't going to be here forever.
Hey, yeah, so he talked
for a while.
He's got a window of probably three, maybe 4 years if he's lucky.
Right. Right.
They got the players, though. That's a good thing for them, though. They have the players to each and their, as long as the defense gets stronger and because they're still really, really young, he has the players around him to end his career rather than them being in rebuild mode. And I mean, he has all the motivation in the world to try to get one more for them.
Right. All right, Dust, thanks for calling in. I got another call here, so.
All right. It was a good show.
Call me next week,
thanks,
buddy.
All right.
All right.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got another call here. You're on Dog Radio. Hey, Will Dog.
What's going on?
What's happening, Will
Dog? How you doing?
Columbus, good.
Hey,
good.
I can't believe the Buccos pulled that one out yesterday, huh?
How about that? How about they left 18 runners on base on Saturday?
I know they tied that's one of their high records, I guess. That's an all-time record they tied.
How about this Chad Cole kid?
Yeah.
Pitched yesterday. Pitched pretty good.
Yeah, he's been a surprise. I mean, you know, that's been the downfall of the Buccos has been the pitching, you know, but surprisingly, they have this kid, he's actually shown some mettle out in the mound, you know.
This Frisco series is a real important series, buddy. And guess what? They're lucky they don't face Cueto or Bumgarner.
Yeah, they're going to – Vogelsong is expecting an emotional start out there. And my thoughts are – it's emotional in the respect that he's no longer in first place with the Giants. So,
yeah, he's crying because he knows he ain't going to get a series ring here.
Oh man! So what are your thoughts on McCutchen, Dawes, man? I mean, the guy's he's showing spots of returning to his old self. I mean, do you think it's possible?
Did you listen to the show from the start?
I did. I just had a chance to call in.
Okay, here's my thoughts. Okay, he sat out 3 games in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So they were supposed to re-energize him. Well, he's hitting .241 since then, okay? It's nothing to write home about. That's Alvarez territory. Okay. But he's getting on base. He's walking more. I think he's walked like eight to ten times, I think, something like that. He's getting on base more, which is important. But
yeah.
He's still trying to pull the ball, which Every time he tries to pull the ball, it's the same garbage. Dime third, dime short, dime third, dime short. Go with the pitch. Watch David Freeze hit for once, and you'll see how they hit. That's what he should do. Freeze takes that ball to right field continually. Not all the time, but I'll tell you what, 80% of the time, that guy's going to right field, and he hits the ball. And he's hitting a, what's he batting, 280-something, Freeze?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. He's not trying to pull the ball like McCutchen and hammer it out and roll over. That's what McCutchen does, and that's what got him in his slump, trying to hammer the ball, and he rolls his hand over. You try to pull the ball all the time, you get in trouble. Go with the pitch. Hit the ball where it's pitched. That's what you got to do. Now, what do you think about this Marte? He hurt his back. He slid into second or whatever he did. He had a stiff back.
I know.
Well, he's out. That's going to hurt.
Too, guys. Oh, that's going to sting. But the other thing I was going to ask is, how about this Rodriguez? I mean, this guy's on a...
Man, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, you got to find room for this guy as an everyday player.
Hey, I put him on first base, put Freeze on third. I stick Kang on the bench and put Jaso out on the goddamn river cloud, fetching balls out there when they're hit.
Yeah.
He stinks.
I'll tell you,
yeah.
I mean,
Rodriguez at first.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, man, I got to agree with you. You got to find room for this guy, especially with the production that you're getting out of him,
Yeah. What's he got, like 12 homers, 13 home runs, part-time player?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy can play any position. He can even catch, I think, if you want him to.
Yeah.
Something else.
Uh-huh.
I like him, and I like that Frazier kid. What do you think of that kid?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what, they got some promising guys on this team. It's just a shame that the pitching just went bust. Because in my opinion, I think now, they always lacked an offense, leaving 18 guys on everything else. But I got to tell you, I haven't seen as far as run production goes. I mean, they've actually put some pretty big numbers on the board. I mean, they weren't winning by like one run, two runs, trying to keep it to a 2-1, 2-0 game. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't. I like his Frazier kid. I like his Rodriguez. I love him. I think that kid's a hell of an athlete. I thought he was just a boxer, a water cooler puncher.
Yeah.
But he can play. Yeah.
That he can.
He can play.
That he can.
How do you like this Nova guy, the pitcher they got from the Yankees? What do you think of him?
The two pickups that they made haven't really been that bad. Obviously there's still a lot more, there's still a lot more runway they need to pave through to prove themselves. But outside of that, I mean, they don't see, really doesn't seem that they've done bad. That Riviera kid's been really good,
Oh, that kid, you can't touch that kid. I don't think he's given up a run yet.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's been a hell of a pickup for them.
Yeah. This guy can throw, 100 mile an hour? Christ, he was throwing 100 miles an hour, 99, 98, him and that Natale Feliz dude. They can both hum it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I got to eat my words. Yeah, I got to eat my words on that Melanson deal because, you got a younger guy throwing that hard, and he's coming in and cleaning up, seventh inning, eighth innings. They're sure.
How about
Lariano's
story the other night? He got – how about that?
What's that?
Lariano got bombed the other night. He started from Minnesota. He got
– well,
man,
I
got like 30 seconds left to the show, and, man, does it go fast. So thanks for calling, Will Dog.
Thanks, guys.
And everybody else called. I appreciate the call, Will. So we'll talk to you next week, huh? All right, everybody that called the show, thanks a lot. We'll be back on next Monday, 5:30 sharp. Hopefully we'll have some better. And the Pirates. I'm looking forward to it. Everybody, bye.